Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, I'm so excited to share with you guys today someone who has impressed me over and over again with not just her growth, but her ability to manage and lead a team effectively with a very non-traditional business model. I'm so excited to welcome you, Kathy. Hello.
Hello. Great to be here. Thank you, Rachel.
I'm so happy you're here. Tell us a little bit about your business model. And I said it was non-traditional because you do have something that stands out in the service industry. And so can you share with us kind of the model that you built?
Sure. So I have a virtual assistant company, and different than a lot of VAs that are kind of their one man, one woman show. I have a team of VAs that we kind of work together to make sure that all work for our clients are completed. Clients are always appointed a specific VA to work with directly, but behind the scenes, it could be several of us that are getting all of that work done. And the reason why I decided on this model was because one, I cannot tell you how many times clients have come to me and said, I need to hire another VA. My previous VA got another job, or they're fully booked and I am growing and scaling and they can't keep up, or for whatever reason. And so I wanted to create a model where it could scale along with the companies that are growing and need those services.
It almost sounds like an incredibly premium concierge VA service, right? Very white glove. And I love that. Now it's not non-traditional in like the agency sense, but I haven't seen many people take VAs and turn it into this beautiful premium service. So for example, I think about like people who say, I absolutely hate managing a team. Like, I'm sure that you're like nodding. Yes, yes, yes. There are a lot of people who say, I hate managing a team. It stresses me out. Whatever, I do better as a solopreneur or a really tight-knit team. Tell me a little bit about like the kinds of people that you've found benefit most from having a managed VA service.
I find that people who are going out, providing the service that they're providing, doing the skills that they either went to school for, built, whatever, and then they go home at the end of the day that have admin work to do, kind of like those solopreneurs like electricians or pest control or those kind of one man, one woman technicians, or even in healthcare, a counselor, a therapist that has their own kind of practice or clinic. Those are a really good fit for us because they really rely on the people that are answering their phones or doing their scheduling or, you know, the email management. And if they were to hire a VA that is kind of a standalone VA, what happens when that VA goes, you know, gets sick or goes on vacation or ends up having to drop them abruptly? So with our team, because everybody is cross-trained, if somebody goes on vacation, then the rest of the team picks up and the client never sees any kind of gap in service.
Wow. You know, I think the reason that I love this model, Kathy, is because I remember reading this book and it was talking about how when someone's an amazing, like say like marketer or therapist or landscaper, there's this natural assumption that they need to climb the ladder when they're sometimes loving what they're doing or in their zone, and then suddenly they become managers and they're not always feeling like they're in their zone of genius because maybe managing isn't their strength or something they just don't want to do. Have you found that to be the case, especially with master level practitioners?
Absolutely. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that, oh, I tried to scale, I tried to have a clinic, they just got lost in it. And then they ended up having to go back to square one kind of the foundational reason why they got into what they wanted. And they found themselves to be so much happier in that space, being able to just outsource some of the, you know, work that they didn't necessarily need to hire an employee for or continue to grow where a lot of people think they should be growing. So
I love this. We're going to talk a little more in a moment about some signs or tips that you may be ready to hire in your business. And this is not for Kathy. This is for you listening. You may be ready and you may not have even realized it, or you may be experiencing those signs of like feeling too big for your britches in your company and you're realizing, I think we need to expand a little bit. But I actually want to go back to the beginning because I think that there's something fascinating that I actually realized I've never heard. And this is the backstory. Now, Kathy is an amazing member of the Social Click, which is my mastermind mentorship program. Kathy, I want to hear the backstory of how you started this business. How did you identify this need and transition into it fully?
So I was in business management consulting for a local firm and working with business owners anywhere from startup to businesses that are making, you know, multi-million dollar businesses. They all had the same issues, which was when we were trying to talk about the larger scale 60-foot view or 600-foot view of a business, they really could not get past the weeds of where they were in their day-to-day. And even if they had employees, I found that a lot of business owners would still take on a lot of admin tasks that they really shouldn't be taking on. And I knew that VAs were becoming more mainstream. And out of all of my in-person networking, I had never once met a VA. So I knew that this might be kind of a neat side business to create. And I knew that that would be something that I would do differently. I would be in person in front of people, being able to market that way. And so I started it, and then it grew pretty quickly to where I had to make that decision whether or not to stay in consulting or, you know, focus on my business full time. And of course, my business won, and have very much enjoyed being in more of a supportive role for businesses rather than kind of that director kind of position. So it's just a much better personality fit for me as well. And then I knew that with VAs, I wanted to continue, you know, reaching other businesses outside of my local area, and joined the Click for that sole goal of wanting to grow in like that online marketing side of things. And it has just been absolutely instrumental in the growth that we've seen so far just at the beginning of this year. It's been, you know, what I love about the Click is you go in and you kind of see all of these, immediately kind of see all these shortfalls. Like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing this or this or this or this. But going in there and really living out your business with all of these other individuals in the same place, you find that you recognize your strengths more than, you know, maybe your areas of limitations or weaknesses. And it's just been a huge source of encouragement and mentorship, and every day I'm just impressed with the people in there as well as with you.
I feel really lucky to know you and be even just a small part of watching your business expand very quickly. We're not even going to dive into like the revenue numbers, but behind the scenes, like, you've been exploding. Yes. Huge opportunities coming to you, which brings me to the next question, because a lot of people may be experiencing this and being like, I need help and I don't know where to start and I can't find someone and train them fast enough and trust them. And what are some signs that someone is ready to start expanding and hiring within their business or outside of their business in a different model than they expected?
You know, it kind of starts off with that feeling when you're starting to work on something and, you know, this might be more prevalent in women, where we kind of like, oh, I like the monotonous kind of data entry, even though I shouldn't be doing it. I'm the business owner, but I kind of like it. And it kind of progresses to the point where they're muttering to themselves out loud, I shouldn't be doing this. I have so much other things that I need to be doing. I should not be doing this. Somebody else should be doing this. That is a clear cut sign that those are tasks that could be delegated out to somebody in that area or a VA or whatever it looks like. But that is definitely, if you're muttering to yourself while you're doing the tasks that you're doing, invoicing and going through your emails and all that stuff, good sign.
I swear you've been inside of my office as there have been times where I've like been entering data and sitting there saying that perfectly sums it up. That moment you have that gut feeling, I should not be doing this. When it moves beyond, I need to understand this too, I resent this.
Yes.
That is so good. Now, one question I have is, I know that you have some resources and places where people can learn more about what you do and how they can implement this in their business. Can you share with us some of those resources that you have?
Absolutely. So I have a couple resources. One is kind of like a questionnaire that you can ask VAs if you're reaching out to different VAs to see if they're a good fit. And then I would always recommend my PDF. It's a dozen ways a VA can help you. While there's a lot of like 101 ways a VA can help you, that's a little overwhelming. Let's just start with a dozen.
I love that. So literally people can jump in, grab this freebie, and probably identify like 3 to 5 areas right now that they could get support in their business pretty instantly, right?
Correct.
I love this. I know you guys are going to appreciate that. So either above or beneath this video, we are going to link to that resource. Or if you're listening on the podcast, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast and you can grab those free resources. Kathy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. This has been delightful.
And we will catch you guys in the rest of this incredible series. Oh,